Now on the line, I have Councillor Donna Cooney from the Green Party, and we're going to be chatting about attacks on public works of art around the city, and of course the more locally one, the missing wooden mushrooms of Elmount. Good morning, Councillor Cooney, how are you?
Good morning, Michael. Nice to speak to you.
It's a shame on me, I'm saying morning and it's afternoon.
Yeah, I was thinking. I know the day's going quite fast, you know, but I don't know, what, 8 a.m. meetings and things. Sometimes it's hard to tell. But anyway, I'm walking through the city at the moment on the way up to City Hall, so you'll hear the noise in the background.
Oh, no problem there. It's great to hear the noise in the city again, anyway.
Yeah, actually, I'm just off. The meeting that we had was about the nighttime economy and really sort of reopening that, and to have some sort of positive nighttime activities instead of what's been happening in the evenings of late. So, I mean, the more people you have out and about, obviously keeping physical distance, but, you know, to bring more culture into the city at night. And we had somebody from Manchester, they've been very successful in that in Manchester. So we had somebody speaking to us from Manchester and what they've done. Like, we're hoping to have a nightmare in place in Dublin City. And, you know, and then we have to look at all the security around it. But sometimes, you know, having cultural things open at night and having events at night and bringing families and people in, you know, around Cannon itself add to the level of safety and security as well. So
I think they should maybe rethink the name Nightmare. Maybe
I know it's difficult to pronounce that, sounding like a nightmare. We don't want a nightmare. Yeah, a night star is what I think Councillor Claire Byrne wanted to have it, but people thought that had a you know, connotation. So we went to think about the name for them. But yeah, Nightmare does, it's hard to say it without sounding like my
We've had quite a few recent attacks around the city on public pieces of art. We had the one down in
the Tree of Life,
which was shameful, absolutely shameful.
Absolutely shocking and very upsetting. And the amount, actually, the outcry from the public on that, I think should make those that are doing these types of attacks feel very wary that they have absolutely no support from the public. These are very much accessible pieces of art, available to the public and liked by all, you know. So that and attacks on Luke Kelly sculptures, it's just, it's become a sort of a phenomenon of late, you know, where it's beginning to, you know, become an extremely regular process. And, you know, we're hoping to actually invest in more public art, and there will be a launch. We had a presentation yesterday of they're going to have do something on the plinth, the Daniel Connell plinth outside, a temporary piece outside City Hall. And this is all around, you know, commissions for more public art in our parks and in our public domain. And you know, on information trails. A lot of people aren't even aware of the actual background of the history or even who the artist was. You know, not just historically, even some, you know, new pieces, they mightn't even know the significance of it or the work that went into it. People probably weren't even aware that how long it took for that Tree of Life, you know, over sort of a 3-year period. He was back and forth, and the amount of work that went into it, absolutely phenomenal, you know.
It was absolutely huge, and it's such a lovely lovely piece, because you come round the corner there and you see it, and it just brightens your day, basically, seeing something like
that.
Oh,
it does, yeah. I loved watching it being made from the start, and then, you know, discovering more in it all the time. Maybe you didn't quite see or make out one creature from another, and it just, you'd always find something more in it. And people liked it from all ages.
Which leads me nicely into You know, that's a big piece of public art. But then, you know, residents' associations and different individuals around the city are doing their own pieces. And in Elmount, on the entrance to Elmount from the Malahide Road, I'm going to call them the Mushroom Fairy. The Mushroom Fairy had carved or turned little mushrooms, wooden mushrooms. And they're actually made out of yew tree. Yew trees from...
Oh, beautiful.
They're about 200 years old. They're from graveyards, and he does them.
Oh.
And he places them at the base of the trees on the entrance. But they went missing. They were stolen.
It's shameful, really, because, I mean, who can put that on display in their houses or in their homes? Because people will know where they came from, and there's no resale value to them, because obviously people will know also where they came from, you know. So it's very malicious activity to take part in, and these sort of things are, I've given people, you know, interest, and it gets them to look down, especially when it gets them to look down into the ground, and they can see all the life, you know, the wildflowers, the insects, everything that lives down below, because often your gaze is up, you know, higher or at eye level, and you wouldn't look, and it does get people interested in what's happening, you know, under the trees and lower in the ground. So I think, and these activities with people painting stones and fairy doors and all types of things have just been wonderful interest, and particularly with people staying at home and with the lockdown with COVID-19, it's added a bit of joy to people's life in these times that have been very difficult. So it's very shameful, and I mean, a wonderful thing for the artist to do. You know, I love wood turning. I love to see the work, and it's, you know, it's fascinating to hear where the wood came from, you know. So there's so much to that, and it's shameful. I think whoever did it should just anonymously return them.
Well, the good news is it's amazing who you'll meet on the golf course. I met the wood fairy on the golf course.
Oh, really?
And he told me, or she told me, I can't say which it is, told me that they were going to replace some of them. They were going to do some more. And just as I was coming up to the studio today, I noticed there were some of the mushrooms, new mushrooms, had sprouted.
Oh, that's lovely.
And
that's lovely.
There. So, but I was asked to say, the Mushroom Fairy asked me to say, to people, please don't take them. But if they want them,
they bring so much joy to children and the community. And you know, when people have, you know, really only been able to go on these little walks, you know, from their homes, they've brought in so much joy. And there was an awful lot of children very upset and disappointed when they were taken. And you know, people, you know, what you're doing is, you know, you don't even realise the effect that's having, and really just, you know, if people can just take care of them in their community, and anybody that's taking them, just, you know, have a conscience, you know.
Well, what the Mushroom Fairy said was that if people want them, leave a note, and he'll do his best to fulfil it.
All right, so put an order in. If they're really that much, let's put an order in. Yeah, let them put an order in. Maybe they could even learn to do a bit of wood turning themselves,
exactly,
and understand the skill that goes into it, you know. So,
Probably the best place to leave a note would be on the Elmount Residents Facebook page or something like that.
I think that would be a very good idea. Yeah.
He'd be able to sort it out for them, but leave the ones that are out in the public space alone. But tell me, what is Dublin City Council doing to try and stop all this malarkey going on?
Well, they there has to be, the parks themselves don't have CCTV in that, But I have put down a question to the chief executive for July's meeting on this whole issue and how we can secure as part of it. I suppose the first way is education. Another is really is that the public protecting what's in their domain. And then other than that, we have to look at other measures, as in CCTV, and other protective measures that can be used to protect this work, and like trees as well have been burnt down and other things vandalised in our public domain, and there's been fly tipping on the causeway and other destructive activities. So
I think
anything that we can do.
I think people have to realise that when you, whether you do fly tipping or you deface some public art, there's a cost to the cleaning up of that. And that's
costing and that money that could be spent on other things and more improvements and better things. They seem to think there's an endless amount of money and somebody else is going to take care. I know because I'm on the budget committee in Dublin City Council and it's very tight. If somebody wants a railing around their park or a gate or any sort of, you know, takes years. It can take 4 or 5 years to get a set of traffic lights in, because we have to find the budget for that. So, you know, anybody that's looking for something in their area, for improvements in their area, whatever, from small improvements to bigger improvements, that all has to be budgeted down to, you know, every last euro. And anything like this then that takes away, it means you're just repairing and fixing what's already been done and you don't have the money then for extra.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that cleaning up these things or repairing these things can often cost more than the initial cost of doing it.
Yeah. And then you're often, you don't get, you know, it's not going to be totally 100%, no matter how, you know, good the renovators are or the people that are fixing or repairing. You know, it's very difficult to get it back to the way it was in its first condition either. So.
Indeed. Councillor Cooney, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And hopefully you're going to have some good news later on today.
Yes, hopefully, we're fingers crossed anyway, and we hope to be there and you know, to be able to make sure that there is more money as well to local authorities so that we can do some things in our public domain.
So what time do you think that they're going to have we're going to hear whether there's going to be a government or there's not?
Well, I think it's not that long. Afternoon is what they left it till noon in terms of all the votes. So everything's being everything's in process now, and I'll tweet it out anyway. Follow the social media as soon as I know, I'll put the word out anyway. So if anybody follows me on Twitter or on Facebook or on Dublin Bay North Greens, we'll spread the information out as soon as we know. Thanks, Michael.
Councillor Cooney, thank you very much for chatting with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye bye. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Now, that was Councillor Cooney from talking about the tax on public art around the city. It's a tax on public art are a tax on all of us. So please, anyone out there who's thinking of doing it, please stop.